Paul Freed speaking.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm well. Who's calling?
This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Ah, thank you for calling back.
You're welcome. Tag, you're it.
Yeah, I know.
That's usually how it goes with y'all because you're busy, busy guys. I understand.
Yeah. No, we're all extremely nuts.
Aren't we?
Let's get into it.
Yeah. Okay, so do you know anything about Google Guaranteed?
I have a really good working knowledge of a lot of things that Google does,
mm-hmm.
but feel free to educate me.
Cool. So Google Guaranteed is up at the very, very tippy top of the page. And what this is a pay-per-lead service, better known as Local Service Ads or Google Guaranteed, where you, as the client, pays per individual lead. The advantages and competitive benefits to this is that you as the client, you only pay per Google guaranteed valid lead. How we ensure that it is in fact a valid lead is because the calls are all recorded. You are given and assigned a specific call tracking number that is directly through Google. So you have access to that call recording. We have access to that call recording, as does Google. When a client goes on Google and they are looking for any of the keyword services that are within your profile for Google Guaranteed, then
mm-hmm.
they have the opportunity to go on and look at your entire profile, look at the website. They can look at any of the accolades, or like say you have BBB attached, say we attach any of your other fantastic listings. You're not charged anytime they look at any of that. You're only charged when they actually go ahead and click on that specific call tracking number and it's considered a valid lead. What makes it considered a valid lead is when you give estimate over the phone or you set appointment with the client. If for any reason it was a sales or solicitation or spam call, a pre-recorded call, a call from a press one dialer, somebody outside the U.S., you're not charged. If it's a location that you do not serve, meaning somebody calls you from outside your service radius that is listed on your Google Guarantee listing, and you choose not to take the job, you choose to decline it, you're not charged. If it's
I know you're midstream here, but let me just interrupt you. So in terms of the metrics that are in place, I'm assuming it's some sort of an algorithm that's been written to filter out all of those unwanted, unreal, or undesirable inquiries that ping this particular number. How do you do that?
It's Google. They have that special call tracking number. So like I said, it's very rare that those press one dialers are able to get in. It's the tracking number doesn't come through Local Splash. It goes directly through Google.
Okay.
It's different than the tracking number that you have with us currently. So it's going to be a random call tracking number that's specifically assigned by Google. And then
so that's why what?
Well, that's why the calls are recorded. When the client contacts you, it comes through on your caller ID, Paul, and it says Google Guaranteed Lead coming through because it's specific to your business and specific to the Google Guaranteed call tracking number. So that's also how they ensure that those leads are not going out to other people, that you have what we call lead exclusivity, is because it is specific to your business. We're not deciding where the lead goes. The client's choosing you.
Right. Okay. So let me just weigh in for one second here.
Sure.
I am operating with a variety of pay per call platforms,
mm-hmm.
such as Craftjack and Angie Leads, and I get a lot of solicitations from a
mm-hmm.
lot of people, as you can imagine, as we
yeah.
all do,
mm-hmm.
for other similar pay-per-lead, pay-per-click platforms.
Sure.
The associated cost, I'll just use Angie's as
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty high. You know, it's
yeah.
pretty high. I don't know if I'm looking to expand, not knowing exactly what you were going to get into. I'm not sure if I'm
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'm ready to expand into another pay-per-lead platform
mm-hmm.
unless another platform is going to go on the wayside, or unless the caliber of the leads and the associated cost is far more competitive than what I'm currently paying, and that the leads are actually just
quality.
Even
mm-hmm.
better.
Yeah. So this is the thing, Paul, is that Google, you know, Google is the ultimate company. And Google is the one that sells the ad space directly to all of those pay-per-lead services. Angie's, Nextdoor, Porch, House, even Yelp, you know, you name it. They sell ad spend, which is a completely different position than what we're talking about. So when you see those companies pop up, it'll say, you know, top 25 contractors through Angie's Leads, general contractors, or top 25 electricians, home advisor, you know. What they've done is they've gone and they've spent around $2 million in Google ads. Okay? They're shooting that lead out to you and five or six of your competitors. There's no lead exclusivity. Calls are not recorded. They don't really care if it's a qualified lead or not because they're going to get their money no matter what, right? Because that's what you signed up for.
You should know that, I mean, I hate to interrupt you, but I got to just feed you in, fill you in on different things that are happening in my business.
Yes, please. Please.
I had a long conversation with one of the, senior administrative types over at Angie, you know, Home mm-hmm. Advisor, Angie Leads. And, mm-hmm. I always am very vocal to voice my, I wouldn't say not complaints, but anything that I'm disenfranchised by
as
in terms of
should.
What they do.
It's your money.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's expensive. I mean,
yes.
These leads sometimes cost $200 for a lead and it may mm-hmm. be worth nothing.
Right.
Because it might be either misinformation.
Got
the client may not understand the platform or the process,
mm-hmm.
or they might have just been kicking tires, not realizing that they're going to receive mm-hmm. an avalanche of phone calls from contractors.
Right.
And that has been a big problem. But I will say the mm-hmm. one thing that you just shared with the, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but the number of people on any one given task that I've been asked to submit an estimate to or call back on
mm-hmm.
is never more than four contractors. Like, it's never more than four. I think you mentioned five or six.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get, when someone falls within my area code,
mm-hmm.
within the drop-down menu of services that I provide in that area code, it's only sent out to four of us. And then the client has to pick between the four of us
mm-hmm.
who they want to call back. So it's
not
horrible, but, it still doesn't protect me. From the fact that when they get four calls, they're like, well, I didn't realize this was going to happen. I'm sorry, but I'm not ready to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
A problem.
And it's like, hey, that lead cost me XYZ. Well, you know, it's fortunate that you're only one among four. I've heard, and the general running number is six contractors. And maybe you have more of an elite program. I know they offer different things through Angie's. But regardless of what you're dealing with that, what I would like to tell you is that Google built this like pay-per-lead program because they deal on a regular basis with all of the other pay-per-lead services. So they built the local service ads as a specific program in order to trump those other pay-per-lead services. That's why they have lead exclusivity. That's why the calls are all pre-recorded and why they have things set in place. Your lead cost will never go up or change. It will never fluctuate. You're locked in at $48 a lead with a minimum monthly budget of $626. That's going to give you 13 Google guaranteed leads a month, Paul, at $48 a whack. If for any reason you didn't use your entire budget in a month, it automatically rolls over to the following month. Say you paused the leads, say you had a lot of jobs going, or you went on vacation for a month, or you, for any reason, you decided...
Okay. Vacation for a month? Nice.
Well, you never know. I can wish it for you. I can wish it for you, Paul. Everybody deserves a vacation.
No more than me.
No more than you. I can imagine. You work hard. But my point in saying this is you can be very specific with the type of services that you're providing to your clients in order to come up for those particular things. The clients are actually choosing you from the first page of Google. Google acts as a partner directly to your business for customer peace of mind, an additional $2,000 worth of insurance on this for each client for the lifetime of the client. Now, there are a few requirements if this is something that you're interested in. There's a $250 non-refundable application fee. that goes for the entire application process, which does require business license and insurance, general liability insurance for the company, as well as background check for all face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate on the application. So obviously yourself. I don't know if you have any other face-to-face employees or if you're the only one who goes out and bids these jobs, but that is a requirement. After you have passed the background check and everything has been completely processed, which is that entire process, what we quote is 4 to 8 weeks. I have seen it happen sooner. It really depends on client responsiveness. Then the technician contacts you to set up that minimum monthly budget. That minimum monthly budget is set at the 626. It will never fluctuate or change unless you choose to increase it. It's all done on a month-to-month basis. There's no contract. So if for any reason you were completely dissatisfied with the way the Google Guaranteed leads came through and were being provided for you, then there's no obligation for you on that, Paul.
Now, just to interrupt you again. So the one scenario is to adopt a Google Guaranteed lead scenario. Is that my only option, or is there other?
The package that you have with us currently is you do have the local program. You also have the 60-plus premium directories, and it looks like they're going to be working on a custom website design for you. Yeah, so the Google Guaranteed is obviously going, the local service ads is going to be the very best of what Google has to offer. But it is not the only option for you, no. You could choose to upgrade your local account with either Facebook ads or Google ads. The Google ads start at $300 in ad spend, and the Facebook ads start in $100 increments. So it would just depend on what the needs of the business are, what it is that you actually want to see happen.
Right.
Yeah, so you could go into Google Ads, like right alongside how Angie's is and all that, and have your own ad up and running. Or you can be above Angie's, up at the very, very tippy top of the page in the Google Guaranteed, and have that Google Guaranteed check mark next to your name with those fantastic reviews, and have the leads coming directly to you. You picking and choosing.
Right. Hold on, man. 1 second.
Take your time.
I just discovered something that I just wanted to address.
Okay.
Do me a quick favor. I was a little bit distracted there for a moment. I saw something that was damaged. I needed to deal with it.
Oh,
tell me,
okay.
So the platform I have now through Locals Fast Flash is what it is. I mean, the amount of leads that I get, to be honest with you, are essentially negligible. You know, I mean, I really don't get – I mean, I got, I think, 4 leads since its inception,
mm-hmm.
which so about 10 months, 4 leads, all of which were, I forget all the details on all of them, but the lion's share of them was pretty weak.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have had one that was more qualified than the rest, and that never really materialized in the business as of yet.
Okay.
So far, what I'm getting based on what I'm paying for with Local Splash is $200 a month. For what they're doing has produced essentially zero. That's what prompted the call to come into Local Splash to, number one, improve my website,
mm-hmm.
maybe add some additional services.
Yeah.
As well as, investigate what other options and what other channels are available
sure.
to me, depending on the cost, to, drive more business.
Right.
The idea of opening myself up to an 8-week background check with everyone who has client facing situations isn't going to happen right now. It's just it's too many hands on deck, and I just don't have the bandwidth to do that. But
okay.
And I'm not sure if I want to. But
okay.
You know, I guess it's something to consider. But
sure.
it's either what I'm doing or
mm-hmm.
it's Google Guaranteed, correct?
No, that's not correct. So you can also, you can increase the package that you have. So what you currently have covers you for approximately a 10 to 15 mile radius because it has no ads attached to it. It's giving you one spot within the local map on Google, which is fantastic. But if you're looking for more exposure, then you need more real estate on the first page of Google, whether that's through Google Guaranteed or you want to add in the Google ads. Or you can go with Facebook ads. So Facebook ads is just a different type of ad platform that's much more, it's very inexpensive, but it is very lucrative. I don't know how into Facebook you are, but there are
I'm
other, You're not. Okay, so then it's going to be Google Ads or local service ads, Google Guaranteed. Now, you saying that you don't have the bandwidth to deal with background checks and things like that, you don't have to deal with it. All you have to do is give us the information, and we're the ones who deal with it. Okay.
Oh, no, I realize that. I followed up by saying I'm not sure if I'm even open to the idea of that investigation. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with it. But what I was saying, more importantly, about Facebook,
mm-hmm.
that I'm not into it. It's not that I'm not aware of what Facebook is. I'm like
other
things to people.
I'm very savvy.
You don't need to be very savvy to know what Facebook is. Any idiot can know what that is. But the reality is I don't aggressively take advantage of it as a platform to drive business probably as much as I should, which is unfortunate. So if it's very cost effective and it gives me a new channel of exposure and a possible, distribution of potential leads
mm-hmm.
that is highly cost competitive, I'm interested, only because I'm personally on Facebook, and that's about it. I don't have a Facebook page for the business.
Mm-hmm.
All I have is my website, and then a lot of the other platforms I made reference to, and then my relationship with Google. With Local Splash, with you guys,
mm-hmm.
and that's basically it. So as far as social media, I was going to consider engaging an outside consultancy to help me develop a real social media presence through all the channels,
uh-huh.
Through Instagram, Twitter,
right.
Google, Facebook, mm-hmm. and all that. But it was just way too costly.
Well, we can add Facebook ads into what you have, we build the business profile. It's not a big deal. Every business profile is built as a derivative of a personal page, Paul. So we go ahead and take care of the creation of that, the ads, the stories, the reels, the posts. We are a Meta partner, which is formerly known as Facebook. So, with this, it does go ahead and incorporate. I can request for them to build you an Instagram page. It's no big deal. We can take care of all of those things. It is very inexpensive. For every $100 that you're investing into the Facebook ad spend, those ad clicks cost between 5 and 50 cents per click. So even on the high end of that, Paul, for $100, you're looking at a minimum of 200 clicks. It's
right.
very, very inexpensive, yet very lucrative, because the thing that happens is, I'm sure you've noticed, when you're searching on Google for something and then you then turn to Facebook, a lot of times you'll see that same thing that you were just looking for come up through your newsfeed, but yet you didn't use Facebook as a search engine, which it now is designed also to be used as a search engine. That's called automatic retargeting, because the companies that you see coming up through your Facebook feed like that, they have a dual program like what we're offering you. So they have something going with Google, they have something going with Facebook, and those two packages talk to each other.
Let me ask you a question. Speaking of automation, are you familiar with an email platform of automation and content called MailChimp?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind. I mean, either you could speak to it or not. I wasn't sure whether, given what Local Splash does
mm-hmm.
and all your affiliates with Meta and Google,
mm-hmm.
that perhaps you had other relationships that I'm unaware of, one of which is a company called MailChimp, which spends an immense – you might want to look into it. I mean, either for your own edification or
sure.
maybe for an alliance through Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
But they do a lot of email content platform automation, pushing of basically content out to a database that you need to provide. Like, I have thousands of leads
mm-hmm.
of people who have contacted me over the years
right.
for my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to figure out better ways to monetize them. But the problem is, if I send them out emails, like broadcast through like general email broadcast, whether it be att.net or gmail.com, the IP address for the email that I'm initiating is often filtered out by the receiving party, and it either goes into
right.
their spam
mm-hmm.
or they just don't get it at all for
right.
reasons that I can't explain. So I'll send out 2,000 emails for argument's sake, and I'll have nobody respond to me.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, that's impossible.
Right? Yeah, at least one, right?
Well, because these are people, hold on, but not only because I think the numbers are in my favor. I mean, if you throw up enough shit up against the wall, something should happen. But the fact of the matter is that I'm targeting people who have demonstrated a need for these services, who have reached out to me in the past, who have asked for estimates. In some cases, I've written them. In some cases, I'm not. But you can't tell me that if someone's asked for home renovation services and then they get an email at some point, you know, 6 months later from a broadcast from a guy like me, that they're not going to do anything. I mean, not one of them. So what that tells me, what is your name again?
Amy.
Amy. What that tells me is that they're not getting the email at all. Like something's happening. Either
the
email's not getting.
Mm-hmm. It's going to the promotional or spam mail, and they're choosing not to go there and look around. That's exactly probably what's happening. That makes 100%.
Yeah. Well, either I was going to hypothesize that either the filters are like getting rid of the email altogether, or the format in which I'm writing it is not like, doesn't have enough wow factor, isn't creatively done enough to elicit a response. Mm-hmm. So they just simply pass on it. So I was trying to turn to like automated email providers that have these very high tech platforms that have these pre built out, you know, pages that I can fill the content on, and then they would send the email either, and they'd ask for like a squeeze scenario where they'd be asking them to respond for more information, and then all information would then be passed along to me. And then, I mean, there's a whole rigmarole of things that happen.
Sure.
But that's not what you do.
No, that's not what we do. But I will put in MailChimp for, you know, suggestion for edit, where they're always looking for new ways to improve the products. I can put that in and see what pops. You may start a new trend, you know. We had people request enough Facebook ads, we became a Facebook partner. We had people request enough call tracking, enough spam and robocall elimination. We adopted different processes. So the processes that we have adopted here at Local Splash are directly from clients like yourself. So I definitely will submit that.
Okay. So in terms of next steps, in terms of what I'd like to do, the Google guarantee scenario for the moment is off the table.
Okay.
But I would like to further investigate any number of scenarios, that including the Facebook channel that you made reference to a few moments ago, and the associated cost and the amount of exposure and what a very nominal budget per month would be able to create in terms of potential business for me. So how do we affect that?
Okay. So what I can tell you, let me go into here. What I can tell you is for Facebook ads, how far out are you looking to target outside of East Hampton?
Well, right now, let's see here. Let's take a minute together to go over this. Just 1 second. Because, interestingly, I find that the geography of what I do is very specific. I was trying to, at one point, to cover a larger geographic territory.
Mm-hmm.
It just logistically did not work. For a variety of reasons. Largely, there is so much, I don't know what part of the world you're calling me from.
California.
Where are you?
California.
All right, so you know all about traffic. I used to live in Manhattan Beach for a long time. So the reality is...
I'm in Huntington.
How are you?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, I was on the Strand for years. There's so much traffic out here on the east end of Long Island in an area called the Hamptons. It is impossible to get from point A to point B. So if the project is, you know, 50 miles away, I'm just not going to do it. I can't even manage it. If it's 30 miles away, I'm probably not going to be able to manage it. So I'd have to say, I don't know what kind of a range I gave you guys currently. Do you know?
I don't know. I know that you have the local program, and I know what that regularly covers in any given area. It covers approximately, like I said, a 5 to 10 mile radius. You're in a heavily, densely populated area. In order to stand out further, you're going to need the ads and things like that. This is just what it automatically covers for any company that's in a densely populated area. To give you frame of reference, if you were in, say, the backwoods of Mississippi somewhere where it's more rural, okay, or even upstate New York where it's more rural, then you could come up, you know, in a further radius, like say around 20 miles within the local map, because it's all dependent on the end user. So there's a number of service providers within your local area that are offering the same services. Whether or not they have Google programming is a completely different story. Whether or not they have quality Google programming is even another story. If they have added in any type of additional services like the Facebook ads, the Google Guarantee, any other services in addition to the local listing, then they're going to get stronger exposure simply because they have more real estate. That's just like the bottom line on that. So
let me stop, ma'am. I'm sorry, Amy. Let me just touch. I just did a search on Google, ironically. Mm-hmm. The distance between the areas that I where the bulk of my business falls between, say, Hampton Bays or mm-hmm. Southampton and Amagansett. I don't know if you know Long Island at all, but
I don't.
All right, it's 26.2 miles. Right now you're telling me that I'm operating under a range of 5 miles?
If you're on the island itself, then you may be operating further than that. That's what I'm trying to get at, is it's determined by the end user. So if you're offering a specific specialty service that other providers in your area are not offering, then you're going to pop up as a top option because it's determined by the end user. If you have more real estate on the first page of Google, meaning if you have more positions on Google, if you have more positions on the internet, then you're going to get stronger exposure. So currently what you have is you have the 60-plus premium directory listing with us, which gives you a great amount of exposure. You also have the Google local listing. So you're getting a great amount within your local area, but if you want better and more leads, then you're going to have to expand what you're spending, whether you go with Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, or Facebook Ads. It's just kind of like the fact of the matter for where you're at. It would be the same here where I'm at. Okay.
All right. So in other words, it's Google Ads, Google Guarantee, or Facebook. So I've got to choose something along there.
You can do a combination of Google Ads and Facebook Ads. We do have packages that are combos there.
Okay. So there's no point in me expanding the geography of the service area that I'm providing to. Say if I'm providing based on the platform I'm currently working under, which offers, say, 10 miles. I can't tell you, let's expand it to 26 miles or 25 miles. That won't really change anything. What needs to happen is I need to adopt a secondary tier of lead
exposure.
Generation.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Of exposure.
Or
yes.
Exposure based on what I'm willing to spend.
Right. Because you can say, like, currently within what you have, Paul, we can say that you're willing to service 26 miles. We can say within the stuff that you're willing to service, I know you said 50 isn't what you want, but just say you did. Say, just for the sake of saying, let's say Paul wants to service 50 miles for Hampton Restoration, right? So we can put in there that you're servicing this entire county, that you're servicing this entire mile radius. We can be specific down to zip code. We can be specific to city name. It really just depends on what the wants and the needs of the business are. For you to get stronger, more exposure, A, you need reviews. I'm looking at your Google business profile. You have zero reviews. We have quite a few services within of what you already have that's nothing additional cost to you in order to generate reviews. So from the
I have lots of reviews on other platforms from people, but no, they have not translated to Google.
Right. And Google is the one where they're never going to go away. They're never going to change. You know, they're going to be there for the lifetime. If for any reason you quit HomeAdvisor, those 7 reviews that you have through them, those are poof, they're gone because you quit their program. You know, if you ever quit our program, those reviews are yours to keep because you're the business owner. It goes directly with your company. I also see that you have some on Yelp, but those reviews, again, they would go if for any reason you quit that program. So, I mean, the way this is designed is to get you the maximum amount of exposure, of course, but realistically for what you're offering and where you're offering it, which obviously you're in a higher end niche of what you're offering. You're offering to a higher end clientele, then we have to get you more exposure if you're looking for more local leads.
Well, then why don't we do this? But if you were to make a choice, if you were sitting where I'm sitting and looking at the landscape as you see it, I service a bubble of exceedingly wealthy people, but there's a lot of competition. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of competition from what I do. So right now I'm on Local Splash. I'm on Craft Jack. I'm on, Angie's and Home Advisor. I have what I have with you guys. I have the current, website that's being, you know, revamped and, being relaunched. Mm-hmm. Out of the, notwithstanding Google guarantees, out of two other options, what would you suggest? Either or.
Google Ads. If you're giving me an ultimatum of either or, I'm going to say Google Ads. But what I would truly like to see for you, if you want my honest to God opinion, what I would see for you, is I would ramp your budget from the $199 that you're going currently to $499. I would put $300 towards Google Ads, $50 towards Facebook Ads, and I'll drop that local program down to you from $199 to just a $149. So you're putting forward $499 for every month. That's going to give you grand exposure because you're hitting all platforms. Those ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. You want the phone ringing? It's going to start ringing because we can be specific with those ads to the zip code. If they're, you're very specific with where and what you're offering, Paul, and you're in a basically like a niche boutique market of where in those high-end areas that you're offering these specific type of services. So there, like you just said, you know, there's particular areas in a 30-mile radius that you, it's not even worth the time to go to. Like, it's just not worth it. Not for traffic and stress and cost and everything else. Like, it's just not
logistics.
Worth it.
I can't
and that makes sense. No, I understand completely. I'm in Huntington Beach, California. Like, we have, I don't even know how many people in Orange County, like a bazillion, okay? We have like 2 million residents just in Huntington Beach. Like, it's insane how the sheer volume of people that there are in these areas that you and I are live in, right? So it makes more sense for us to reach out to the higher end areas within our own neighborhoods to make our money. It just makes sense. I mean, why would you go further if you don't have to, right?
No, not when you're living in a highly densely populated area. If I was an East Bumfuck, it wouldn't matter.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say with that. I can't say that, but you're picking up what I'm putting down, okay? You're getting it.
Right. So let me just ask you a question.
I'm not allowed to say it like that.
Yeah, no, I understand. Well, you know, you're on the selling side of this equation.
And I'm on the reporting line.
Right. Whoops. Maybe I shouldn't have said it.
No, you can
anyway,
say all you want. Trust me.
No, I know. Well, I'm sure there are boundaries there too. But that being said, you know, so what you talked about is upping my budget from $199. Just hear me out for a second.
Yes,
to $499, but you dropped my underlying cost from $199 to $149. Mm-hmm. So what would be my all-in number?
All-in number is $499. So what it would require today is an additional, let me see here, let me give this a figure up. If you decided to go ahead and let me see what days you're billing, you paid 9 days ago. Okay, so let's go like this. Let me finagle a couple of things here. Okay. I'm going to go, so what I would do, it's going to be this week, if you chose to move forward on this right now, for the package to match, it would be additional $350. Next month, it would bill with just the additional $300 because I'm going to lower your monthly package for your regular program in order to accommodate the Facebook ads and give you the best of both worlds. And within this package, the other thing that I'm going to see if they will let me do is I'm going to add in an additional $100 in Google ads as a gift from me to you because I'm upgrading your package from what it currently is.
Let me ask you a question before you continue. I appreciate what you're doing and I understand a lot of what you're trying to get across here.
Right.
The reality is even as enticing and as tantalizing as you made it sound, the track record so far with Local Splash has been abysmal. I've spent, I don't know, close to $2,500 for the year for with to show nothing. I mean, zero for it except for one lead, which is an astoundingly high premium for a single lead. I need you to do better. What can you do? What can you do to improve this offer? Because I have spent this money. I mean, I have spent this money at three shots every day.
You have absolutely spent this money, and every, honestly,
and if you go to the dashboard, out of the six leads I got, two of them were from me testing the system because I was so shocked at the ridiculous amount of leads I was getting. I'm like, this thing must not be working. So I went on it twice to check it out myself, and I'm two of the six leads, which means I got four over the course of 10 months,
right,
which is a joke.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so when I'm looking at this, I mean, I'm on the upgrade team. What I've offered you is like the very best of what it is that I have to offer you. As far as what you've already paid out, Paul, I completely understand where you're coming from and what you're saying, but that's a question that's going to go back to Chalet and the customer service team as far as making changes and adjustments within what you already have to give you more exposure. The things that I see that can increase, it's just going to require more money. I understand what you're saying. I understand where you're at. You're kind of at a crossroads with this. Like, this is all that this has brought into me, and it hasn't necessarily been as profitable as I had wished for it to be. I completely understand all of those
things.
Well,
not by a long shot. Forget about what I thought it was going to be based on what I was sold and, you know, the bill of goods I was sold initially.
Right.
I mean, if Chantal or Charlotte or whatever her name is, the person that needs to say, okay, Paul, like here's what... But tell you what, if you're going to communicate the content of this call to, what's her name, Chalette?
Mm-hmm.
Chantel?
Chalette.
All right. She's been with Local Splash for 13 years, according to her. Mm-hmm. And Local Splash has been around, I don't know, something in the vicinity of 17. 25 years. Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she told me she's been there 12, 13 years, and they were celebrating their 12th or 13th year anniversary when she joined. So I just did simple math and I added the two together. I thought it was 20, that would have been 26 years, but you're telling me it's only 17, so there's some sort of a disconnect there. But anyway, if you need to take this conversation and talk to her and say, listen, I'd like to expand Paul into a far more marquee position with more exposure through multiple channels, but he spent $2,500 on nothing. What can you do? Because what I'd like to see happen here, Amy, is I'd like to see Local Splash, if you in fact are the same, are you part of the same team?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to see Local Splash maybe make a commitment to me, as I have to them, to have Chantel credit whatever she needs to credit for like the next, say, I'm not talking for a long time, maybe 60 days? I don't know. See whether or not I can get a credit of that towards what you're offering, to see whether or not any of this makes sense, because that way I know that there's actually value here, but you guys have to have a tiny amount of skin in the game. And I don't think I'm asking for a lot, because I've always demonstrated my loyalty to Local Splash and having waited till 10 or 11 months to finally make this phone call and to go, what the fuck? Let's see if you guys can return the favor based on my loyalty to you and have a little skin in the game on for me going forward for, say, the next 60 days. Is that doable?
Not from me. I'm notating it as you're speaking. I'm going to have her give you a call. Yeah, that's not available to me, from me at all. But
okay. Nothing. Yeah, I got to ask.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I completely understand, you know.
Even if it ends up being only 30 days, like through, say, the end of November, for argument's sake. Well, maybe a little over 30 days, but whatever. That way I can tell, because I want it to happen now. I want it to happen before the holidays. I want it to happen before winter kicks in. I mean, you're in Southern California, mm-hmm. so weather is irrelevant to you. But winter for me is a big deal because it could snow here, you know, 5 feet, and then it's kind of we're all DOA. So what I need to know is what can I do now to improve my lead flow today, not
right.
4 months from now.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay, so I'm submitting this back to Chalet. I'm notating everything that we have talked about, and she'll be giving you a call back to see what it is that she could do for you, okay?
I mean, and by the way, no means it's not a deal breaker. I mean, I hear what you're saying. You know, if at the end of the day, I've got to decide if I want to pony up an extra $350 a month,
mm-hmm.
which is really what it translates to, right?
right.
350 a month to accomplish all of what you and I have covered today.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Right.
You've got it down.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, if she calls me back quickly, you know, I mean, I don't know how soon it takes for her to receive your correspondence, digest it, talk to the powers that be, you know, whomever that is. I'm sure it's not up to her. And then circling back to you to tell me, is she going to call me or you're going to call me?
She's going to call you.
She'll call me. All right. Mm-hmm. You call me, say, hey, Paul, you know, you sound like a nice guy, but we can't do this or we can do that. The sooner
right.
she does that, the sooner I can make a decision.
Got it.
All right.
Absolutely. Perfect. It was a pleasure speaking with you today, Paul. I truly appreciate your time. Thank you for everything.
No, you're welcome. And thank you very much for your time as well. You're very good at what you do. I really admire that because, you know, it's hard to find people that understand the nature of business the way you do. So
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.